Welcome to the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, and I'm so excited that you're here. The Plan B CRNA podcast is the only show made specifically for nurse anesthetists who are exploring options outside of their traditional career paths. This is the place to expand your mind and your goals as we uncover new ways to produce side income together. The mindset that we bring to any situation plays a key part in overcoming challenges and really enjoying our unique paths in life. On Thoughtful Thursdays, I like to explore emotional topics that are relevant to CRNAs and other providers. I think of this as my therapy, and I hope you learn some tips and tricks that you can use along your own journey. This episode is brought to you by OnCall Capital. OnCall Capital is dedicated to educating CRNAs and other healthcare providers about investing outside of the traditional stock market. OnCall Capital also provides opportunities for you, yes, you, to create passive income and generational wealth while also lowering your taxable income through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. If you haven't hit subscribe yet, make sure you do that right now so that you don't miss an episode. Thanks so much for joining me today. And now, on with the show. Welcome to Thoughtful Thursdays on the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones. And as always, I like to start these shows off with a quote that gets me thinking. Benjamin Franklin famously said, "An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure." And this is one of those quotes that just makes sense from the outset, right? It's easier to stop something from happening in the first place than it is to repair the damage after it's happened. I mean, you can apply that to your health. Eating nutritious foods, exercising, and taking on other healthy habits is worth all of the diets, doctor's visits, prescriptions, and treatments later. We can all agree that it's best to take care of our body and mind before they signal to us that help is actually needed. And we can absolutely screen for different things to make sure that we don't find out too late about a problem. I mean, there are screenings for breast cancer, colon cancer, and many other illnesses. We take vaccines to prevent diseases. We purchase health insurance to presumably help us when we get sick. The phrase can apply to so many other parts of our life, though. We have auto insurance so that if we get into an accident, we don't suffer a huge financial hit. We have pest control come out to our home to prevent termite infestations that could damage the infrastructure and in turn cost a lot of money. And most people try to have some extra money set aside in savings for emergencies. But it's not quite as cut and dry as all of that, is it? I mean, exercising is hard work. One might argue that it takes a whole lot of exercising to actually stay healthy. And we know that we should eat better, but healthier foods are regularly more expensive than unhealthy foods. Plus, it takes more time and effort to cook your own meals than to just order out. With Hurricane Ian in the rearview mirror, it's gotten me thinking about our notions of prevention. What if the cost of preventative action right now is too high, despite the perceived benefits? Many young adults go without health insurance because it's too costly or not readily available to them, and the risk is worth it in their eyes. Climate change is happening, and we can take steps to slow it down, but interventions will cost a lot of money now with no real guarantees of success. In Florida, many homeowners who were affected by the hurricane didn't have flood insurance. In fact, only 17% of Florida homeowners have flood insurance at all. The state average for homeowners insurance is between $1,600 to $3,600 per year, or $133 to $300 per month. And flood insurance is on top of that standard homeowner's insurance. The state average for flood insurance is less than $1,000 per year, but depending on where you live and how high your deductible is, you could end up paying closer to $1,000 per month for just $250,000 worth of coverage. And I don't know if you've been to Florida lately, but just go ahead and try to find a decent-sized home for $250,000 in the Tampa Bay area. If you want coverage over $250,000, then you're going to have to deal with private insurance, which will be even more cost prohibitive. No wonder so many people choose not to get flood insurance. But insurance is a great way to look at the idea of prevention, though. Most of the time when someone advocates for preventative measures, they are asked how much money a given measure will save. But when you look at it through the lens of insurance, there's a certain cost in the present that may or may not pay off in the future. Think about it. Even though most medical preventative measures improve expected health, they don't really save money. And while I think that we can all agree that coverage for medical preventative measures should be more broad than coverage for certain treatments of medical conditions, full coverage of preventative services isn't necessarily optimal either. I don't need a full workup every single time I see my primary care provider. In turn, providers shouldn't have to spend time on every single hangnail or runny nose that comes into the office. So where does prevention really work? Studies have shown, okay, I have to stop myself there. I love and hate this phrase at the same time. I mean, it can be thrown in to sound official and important, you know, studies have shown. But I often think, oh yeah, what studies? Anyway, various lifestyle and early childhood interventions may both save money and improve health. While discussions around early childhood programs may be somewhat controversial, they can produce significant short-term benefits for children regarding their IQ and sizable long-term effects on school achievement, grade retention, and social adjustment, which makes sense considering how much development takes place in our early years anyway. And those lifestyle interventions I mentioned, I know I harp on the idea of balance more than some, but it really matters here. You don't necessarily have to start buying expensive organic foods or that Peloton bike. You don't have to be Gordon Ramsay every night either. I mean, just replace a few meals a week with a salad or a healthy shake. Walk around your neighborhood for some exercise and sunshine. If you stay consistent, the effects can be tremendous. Put away a little bit of money each month for a rainy day and for your retirement. Over time, compounding returns can really make a huge difference in your financial health. And I'm not saying to avoid expensive stuff altogether, but make sure you're doing it because it brings you some sort of fulfillment. I'm not personally a CrossFitter, but some people really need that sense of community and accountability to keep at it. And that's great if that's your thing. Spend money on massages and skincare products if they make a difference in your well-being. Do the things that fit into your unique situation. When you focus on your individual needs and goals, what seems like a pound of prevention to someone else will really feel like only an ounce to you. And that's what matters after all, isn't it? Now, while I do have some links in the show notes, I had some difficulty finding any books to really reference here. I even looked at Prevention Magazine, and boy, does that seem like a waste of space between you and me, but I'll let you make your own determination on that one. But one book that did stick out to me was Take Back Your Time, The Guilt-Free Guide to Life Balance by Christy Wright. She redefines what life balance is and reveals a clear path to achieving your own version of balance. And that's what I've got for you today. If you've enjoyed what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. I'd love to hear what you thought of our episode today. And if you're interested in passive income opportunities with tax advantage real estate, feel free to visit my website at www.oncallinvestments.com or reach out to me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Until next time, be safe and take care of each other out there. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Plan B CRNA podcast. If you haven't already subscribed and reviewed the show, I'd be honored if you took the extra time. It really helps to expand our reach and get the word out about the show. If you're a CRNA who is interested in sharing your story on our podcast, I'd love to have you. Please email me at bobby@oncallinvestments.com for more information. This episode was brought to you by OnCall Capital. They are dedicated to helping providers like you develop passive income and generational wealth through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. Feel free to check out their website at www.oncallinvestments.com and subscribe to their free educational email series. You can find OnCall Capital on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our YouTube page, where you'll find all of the show episodes along with other educational videos. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.